It's been a hectic week. More than hectic, actually. I'm in the middle of a run of work where I'm on the road for 14 of 16 days, which is actually the perfect time for Eri to be in Japan with Amelia, but I know this can't go on forever. It's my unconventional life. Flying. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend, and occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately, though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? So I'm back in LA for about 12 hours. I have a huge list of things to get done before I pack and leave again this evening. But I guess it doesn't give me too much time to worry about stuff. But it does also make it hard for me to be present. We've still managed to find time to video chat on Facebook with Eri and Amelia in Japan. And I love seeing the pics that Eri posts of Amelia with all her family all around Japan. They've been going to story time at the local libraries. They went to a local cemetery to see Eri's grandparents' graves. And Eri did mention the desire for Amelia to have a sibling again. And I'll be honest, I've felt it too. I just don't know how, given how far things have veered from what we originally agreed upon, and how there are so many legitimate concerns that having a second child would bring, how we can do that. I am starting to feel a real distance, only seeing Amelia for 10 minutes every day, not seeing her in real life, not being able to hold and be with her. Somewhat like an absent father. And I absolutely cannot allow that to happen. Something has got to change. I'm continuing to read Models by Mark Manson again. Among other books, Baby-Led Weaning, and a fiction book about a girl that grows up in a cannibal cult in the San Jacinto Mountains. But Models, as I've mentioned before, is a far more holistic, realistic, and practical guide to dating. It talks about first finding who you truly are, what you like doing, and then trying to meet people through that. And ask questions like, what is important in someone that you date? And what sort of a relationship or relationships are you looking for? I've read the book in the past and done a lot of work answering those questions, and to be honest, the answers are still largely the same. Except that now, of course, my first priority is Amelia. The point, though, is if you aren't clear with who you are and your intentions, stroke boundaries, you're going to find yourself aimlessly struggling to find fulfillment. Unless, of course, you are able to stroll through it and enjoy that process of discovery, like taking a walk in a wood that you've never been to before. But above my mental level right now. Ironically enough, I got a nice email from a listener this week with some suggestions for questions to ask myself from a life coach that he'd been seeing. Of course, I haven't had time to read them yet. Let alone answer them, but all in good time. I'm just glad to be home for half a day, to sleep in my own bed, in my own room, even if my face has begun to look drawn and haggard, almost skeletal. I'm certainly cognizant that life is passing by. Actually, I'm really not. I don't have time to be cognizant of much else. Reading, working, travelling, battling to get time to sleep, to exercise, to eat, to call a friend. I saw Rachel before I left last week, and she's equally doing her best with a hectic, ever-changing life. Her daughter is growing up quickly and developing new opinions and attitudes. She has a new boyfriend, and I admire how she continues to strive for the life that she wants. We talked about me potentially dating again, or even just having sex, or potentially finding a lover. And like Mark Manson, she thinks that I need to be clear about what I want. She seems to think that fitness is actually an important thing to me, and that a single mother would probably be a good option too, and that we should be friends first before potentially moving on to be lovers next. I don't know. I am, of course, aware that Eri fits a lot of the criteria, and that with things calming down between us and the joy of focusing solely on raising Amelia, I do feel a strong sense of love for her. But I am adamant that I simply cannot and will not risk the health of our relationship again. And that's been my belief from day one, and I'm going to honour that boundary. So, it leaves me moving forward, bravely, hopefully, wanting desperately to be the best person that I can. The best father, the best friend, the best employee, and to make the most of this life that I've been given. I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place.